What do you base on?
When
you have a lot of problems, you don't have even time to think about God. Even if you go to Him, you can't hear anything. You don't hear any answer except your own thoughts.
That's 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 6. May end in the shrine. Yes.
And
you go ask from the demons.
Tell
them God is not answering me. You speak to me.
There
is a point he casts you.
And you see
as if you have remained with him. Have you ever seen that?
Hey,
you saw of Cain. He built a city. He did not build a city. He named it what? After his son. There, can you believe God cast you from his presence?
That's then very hard. You might think you're even before him.
You
see, you have a blessing.
You
built a city.
You named it
after your son. When God has cast you, don't hold on to that. But examine yourself, see whether you are in the faith. That is the ultimate sign. Yes. He can depart from you and you never know. And you build cities.
Yes.
He departs from you. The visa which refused to make you travel and you get the visa. Yes.
He is in Psalms
49 from verse
14.
The wicked, they give them eat and drink.
You
may eat and drink.
Terrible.
Yes. You know the musician called Julie Mutesasila?
Do
you know the money she has of now? After she stopped singing gospel music
and went into
lesbianism,
her children, them too, seem blessed. In Africa, she contested and they were the winners. Yes. Don't you see
that's
a blessing God is with her?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't you see that? And God is with her. But another painful word, that blessing is attached on sorrow.
But
how can you realize you have a blessing attached on sorrow? And indeed, you are into lesbianism. And money comes back.
What
do you do? You know it's not right. Now, Pastor, when God is departed from you,
you
can put their signs, you may not put them there.
But
you need to examine to see whether you are in the faith.
2
Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5. Examine yourself whether you are in the faith. Yes. Because he can depart from you and get people to speak with you, and there are many than the former states.
If
you say God has increased to speak more with me. You see how you hear deceiving spirits? And the teaching of demons.
1
Timothy chapter 4. And now revelation comes. Yes. And you hold on the things you see and you saw. Yes. You hold on things you see and you say, God is with me. But you have to examine, see whether you're in the faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. That after all has happened, one way to prove whether you're still with God or departed from you, all the other signs, they may not appear. The evangelist Benihin said, they are 2019.
He
departed from God 20 years back. But who could not believe that he's not with God? And to strike people fall down, blessings, as you know, the money he gathered in that period, 20 years passed, and God called him to beat him. Yes. Have you understood that?
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses, he slipped a little from the Lord. They remained as if they moved together. As they were entering the land they are meant to take over,
he told him,
come on the mountain we speak. Do you know what you did 40 years back unto me? Now you're not going to the land. Look at it very well. And the relation of that died already 40 years. But God tried to maintain it. But that is very bad. And God is one now maintaining his relation with you, but it moved away. He's one trying on it. Yes. Those seasons are there, God departs from you when you don't know. Even your relation with him dies and you don't know. Yes. But the seasons which trouble much. And indeed you see build cities. Cars are coming as those Benihin goats. The aeroplane you've bought. And other wild seasons, you've departed from faith, and you get demons. Those speaking, those teaching, and you come as one with great revelation.
Let
them put their podium. May God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Those
seasons, you be careful of them. Yes. You may be chased and you don't realize it. And God chased you already. And you go as Cain. And you build a city. And you name it after your son.
Because
you see, they say that man is blessed. Even God is with him.
In
the time I think of those words, I seek for a special way to stand. And examination is upon me every time. Even when I see a witness of two or three, which proves that God is with me, I do not trust it. Though I see fruits,
they
say you know them by their fruits. All there, I don't hold on that. But a point a preacher gets hold when I've examined myself, see whether I'm in the faith, which come from hearing and hearing the word of God. For a reason, what is more sure, we have the word of the prophets. We do it well, see as a lamp shine in the darkness. You may depart from God, and people move, come more in the ministry, and the offerings increase. But you know those who have come,
east
of the Pharisees, and they are all paper, light. Yes. Every day what hindered them come your way. You to still have stood. And Satan holds them not can be saved. When he sees you have fallen, and he loses those you've been trying to yet for, to get strengthened in your falling. All those I cannot trust them. But I first examine myself, see whether I'm in the faith. Faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God and to put it in action. Because what's more sure, it is the most sure thing. We have the word of the prophets. Do well, see it as a lamp shining in darkness till the day star rise, it shine in our hearts. Though you get a witness of two or three and it proves that God is with you, you first put it aside and you say, I'm not sure. Though you get fruits as he said, that you see them by their fruits, you may get multitudes of people. Yet it's the yeast of the Pharisees. They are just light people. There, those two you put aside. Blessings attached on sorrow. But you say, God, you say, indeed, I have reached a time examine myself, see whether I'm in the faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's keep preparing
the new revealed biblical parables. Of life.
Engere empya ezibikudwa ezobulamu eza Bible.
Engere empya eza Bible ezibikudwa ezikwatagana ku bulamu.
The new revealed biblical parables of life.
Uline kitabo kyazo.
You have a book for them?
Andaba ine kitabo.
Let me see those with the book of it.
Kitabo kyanja
uwa. You sure have special book you got came with it.
Lengera toyetegese.
You see, you're not prepared. Let me see those who don't have. Yes, God is so right.
He
told you not ready to write them.
Teacher
Jacob, did I not tell you? The same way we prepare, I told him, you see. We are not going to study of new revealed biblical parables of life because people have not prepared themselves to write them. They do not have their books. Yet you've been given 2 days before to prepare yourself.
Hallelujah.
But we want to move on with the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
move on with part 31 of the book of God's mega last agenda on the earth. Or you call it book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are still moving on to CNBs.
Ebigambo ebyokusaka enyesira.
Words to put on special attention.
Ebyensonga.
Those meaningful.
Eranga byankizo.
And they are key.
In
God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda, we still see the NB number 8. How God revealed me, Book of Remembrance to All Nations, through the heavenly biblical journey. Through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey from there 2005 to 2011, in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotas,
or you call it teleportation, famim, even the urim, the spiritual transports. We still move on to see summary of the heavenly journey. And we still move on with the second created heaven.
It's
the rim above, where we find four living creatures.
So let's
read in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember, we moved our heavenly journey from the planet Earth. This our planet Earth, spoken in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. When we finish, we move to other 9 planets. Spoken in 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5. When we finished there, we moved to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. As read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 up to 17. We moved from the kingdom of the stars. We headed to the last created heaven, which is called the fourth heaven at creation. The blue heaven you see,
it
makes up the rim below in the entire creation of heavens and earth.
We
pass through the northern door of the blue heaven you see, and headed to the first created heaven, the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God. As
they
say in the Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23, where we saw many great things in the first created heaven, the rim above. We passed through its northern door. We moved to the second created heaven in the rim above, where we find four living creatures. As we read in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 6, we've seen much concerning the four living creatures in the middle of the second created heaven. And it helped us to know the difference in the likeness between seraphims and the four living creatures. In the four living creature, we read Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3 up to 6. They totally differ from the seraphims.
Those written in
Isaiah chapter 6, verse
1 to 3.
And it helped us correct the mistake which we had done, those who interpreted Revelation chapter
4,
verse 6 up to
8.
When they had misinterpreted
between
seraphims and the four living creatures. When we finished there, we were able to see the difference. We are able to see the difference
wakati webina mwebina
between the four living creatures and the cherubims.
We
got the difference and the likeness
wakati webina mwebina
between the four living creatures and the cherubims. Those read of Moses in Ezekiel chapter 10. There are many things we saw there. Till we went to see the two great mountains of brass in the central of the second created heaven, in the rim above.
We
are able to read of them in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. And we are told these two great mountains of brass. One is father of mountains and hills. Another is mother of mountains and hills, which hold musical instruments and voices to release the praise and worship of God. What caused this heaven be called the heaven of praise and worship of God? The second heaven in creation, in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we moved to see the four living creatures. The four living creatures,
store
of spirits of creations, those given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons. As we had in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, the body goes to the dust, and the spirit goes to God who gave it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. The body will go back to the
dust,
and the spirit returned to God who gave it. And we ask ourselves, where does he get them from?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We understood he gets them from heaven. According to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse
7,
we brought nothing on this earth,
so
we shall go back with nothing. But Philippians 3, verse 20, he
says,
our home is in heaven.
We
understood the spirits of creations, they come from the second heaven. And when they say, is our citizenship that heaven, you are free to add on which heaven? The second heaven at creation. And we saw spirits of our creations come from there. According to Ecclesiastes chapter
3,
the verse 21, when we ask that, who knows?
The
spirit of man goes to the dust. The spirit of man goes to heaven, and the spirit of the animal goes to the dust.
If
we say all spirits return to God who gave them, in the same way, we understood everything with a body. It has a spirit within it. According to James chapter 2, verse 26. That as the body without the spirit is dead, even faith without works, it's like that. If you understood that each body of a creation you see, in it there is a spirit. But these spirits,
They
are gotten from their store. The four living creatures, both found in the second created heaven, the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What we next saw, that each of the four heads which are alike, of the four living creatures, they release two type of kingdoms of creations.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we saw the four heads are like those of a man on the four living creatures, and they released the kingdom of the angels, and they still released the kingdom of the mankind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we saw the four heads, those are like of the lion on the four living creatures. They released the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, the clusters in the firmament of heaven. And they released the animal kingdom.
Or
spirits put in the animal kingdom. And we saw the four heads of the eagle, those alike, on the four living creatures. And they released the bird kingdom. Or families of the birds. And they released the kingdom of families of insects.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The four heads of the calf was alike. And they released the fish kingdom. They released the kingdom of the fish family, and they
raised
the kingdom of the families of plants. Those written in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, we saw that the heads, there are four which are alike, and each is on one living creature. And they released piece of creations go in the eight type of kingdoms, those in the entire heavens and earth. And we got much proof, mostly when we read Genesis chapter 1 verse 24 and 25, when he said, let there be living creatures. We asked a question, and they come from where? And they come from the four living creatures. And we are proving the spirits of creations, they come from those four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we finished there, we held the head and
saying,
the way spirits of creations are gotten from four heads which are alike of the four living creatures, and they are put in the four heads those alike in the wheels of the cherubims in the first created heaven. And where they are gotten to be put in the golden altar of God, Angel Raphael, the angels of times and seasons, where they pick them to bring them here, be given different bodies. And we connect Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10 and Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 14.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We connected most with Zechariah chapter 5, verse 5 to 10. We saw those spirits, how they are picked, gotten from four heads, those alike on the four living creatures.
The
second created heaven, the rim above. And they are brought in the four heads of the like, those in the wheels of the cherubim.
In
the first created heaven, the rim above, where they are gotten, be put on the golden altar of God. Angel Raphael, of times and seasons, where they pick them, and they bring them here in the last created heaven. The fourth blue heaven you see, the rim below, and to the lower. It's the lower parts of the earth where we are. Yes. Those we saw them all. Were we not together? Yes. When we finished there, we went introduced and we began on the heading saying, the seven families of angels and the seven families of mankind. Those come from four heads which are like those of a man on the four living creatures. Yes. Right there we understood
that
many families are within heavens and earth, those of God the Father. According to what we read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, up to verse 15.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We began list seven families of angels.
If
you understood according to Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 up to 2, that angels are in seven families. They were released once, including family of angels Michael, those who fight wars.
Now
there is family of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God.
Now
there is family of angels Raphael, angels of times and seasons, angels of measurements, angels the doctors, angels who watch over prophecy till it is fulfilled. And we saw the first family, angels Abaddon of the chains, who bind demons, who work on death and hell. We saw fifth family of angels, led by angel Ariel, of rainfall, the rivers, and the oceans, even angel of creations.
Healed
it all the creations. In that way, we saw sixth family of angels, and led by angel Camuel, angel of fire. They're responsible to burn powers of darkness, witchcraft and sorcery.
They're
responsible on the golden altar of God, those who can repair the body parts, those who burn sickness and things like those. We saw last the seventh family of angels, led by angel Jophiel, the seal of God. When
you
read Revelation 7, yes, verse 1 to 3, gospel seal all children of God who hear gospel of the kingdom of God.
Here
are the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On this day, we move to see the seven families of mankind, which come from four heads,
which come
from four heads, which are like those of a man, which are on the four living creatures, in the second created heaven, in the rim above. That's where we are heading on to now. Yes. The spirit is around, we don't sort.
Amen.
And I will not ask you, when did I die? As if it's you who died in the experience I was in.
There's
someone who died and she tells people like that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Amen.
We hadn't seen the seven families of mankind. Which come from four heads, those are like of a man. On the four living creatures. Or in the four living creatures. In the second created heaven.
It's
the realm above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yes.
Family musanvu.
Seven families. You know, if I spoke with children of Israel, speaking like this, in Amos chapter 3,
Amos chapter
3, in the verse 1,
muulire ekigambo kino Mukama kyabogeddeko mu abaana ba Isirayiri.
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse
2,
you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Yes.
You only
know I knew in all families of the earth.
Yes.
Families on the earth. There are many, we have animal families.
But
in the families of mankind, the family of the Israelites falls in the family of Asians. Yes. It means their family is moving on this earth. That's why you see in Ephesians chapter
3,
starting from verse 14 to 15, speak of families of heavens and of earth. But these seven families of mankind
come
from the foreheads, those are like of a man on the four living creatures. The second heaven at creation. Them to release seven families of mankind. Let's read as we hear. Ephesians chapter 3, verse
14.
For this cause I bore my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse
15.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Hey.
Yes. Families of heaven, we saw seven families of angels. Families of heaven, we also have to see those of stars. All those are taken to be of heaven. Now, families of earth, where there are also seven families of mankind. And spirits of these families, they are gotten from four living creatures. They are gotten from their store. The four heads which are alike of a man on the four living creatures. Because when he speaks, in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, he speaks this.
Ezekiel chapter 1,
verse 10.
Ekifaananyi ky'obwenyi bwabyo byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubirizi olwa ddyo, era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubirizi olwa kkono, ebyo byonna byalina n'obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side, and the four also had the face of an eagle. Yes. But these for 11 creatures. Each has a head which is like the one on the other. If they are heads of a man, each living creature has the head of a man. The four living creatures to total up four heads.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, mustowa muno tuate gede.
So in this store we understood.
Yes, what the mustowa is mitwe jabana baba.
Yes,
mitwe gwo muntu.
In the store of head of a man. On the four living creatures.
Baba mu family musambu za malaika.
Came out seven families of angels.
Wabula still ukutoka lero.
But still up to today.
Mitwe najeje mu.
The same four heads.
Ejabana.
Of the man.
Kubiramu ebina.
On the four living creatures.
Mucha jebwa mu emiyo ejija okuwewe mbiringa abana baba.
They still remove spirits come be given bodies as children of man. That's why after the body of man was formed, and they say they have blown in him the breath of life. In this body they had put here a spirit, the spirit of life. And they said, and he became a living soul.
Why?
A living soul, because the spirit is got from a living creature. Yes. Anytime you hear living, yes, that is Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6.
Naye olufu ne lulinnya okuva mu nsi, ne lutonnya amazzi ku nsi yonna.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground.
Olinnya olw'omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu.
And the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. He became a living soul. As long as you hear the word living, yes, then you know. The spirit which was put there came from the living creature. Yes. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 21 and 22,
says,
man will realize that they have no difference with the animals. Their bodies go to the dust. Even those of
us,
when their spirits came from heaven, them to be lifted, be taken to heaven. Yes. Now let's read Ecclesiastes
30.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse
20.
All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to the dust again.
Let's come.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 19.
Kubangecho chituka kubana babantu, chituka kunsoro. Echigambo chimo echibatuka ko. Ngeyo wefa, noyo wafa watyo. We wow, but nabali no muka gumu. Sa abantu, tebali ikoche basi inga nsoro. Kubanga byonna.
For that which befalleth the sons of man, men, befalleth beasts, the same thing befalls them. As one dies, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no advantage over a beast, for all is vanity. He spoke of animals. part of the body of this world. They don't have a difference where they came from. Right from dust. And when we come to things of bodies of this world,
this,
no way we differ with other creations. Still, when we go into spirits, what they call breath, they breathe the same breath that they blew within them, the breath of life. Our spirits, as we are put in there. Let's read verse 20, you hear. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 20. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Verse
21.
Who knows the spirit of a man that goes upward and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth? Yes. As bodies go to the dust, yet their spirits go back to heaven where they came from in the four living creatures. But because we've been given liberty to come from the stores, we go back in heaven to live there forever in the good life. To the good people who have aligned themselves in the Lord. That is why you see, when we come to mankind, all who began with the man Adam.
Hallelujah.
Those who began with the man Adam, they began telling us we became the living soul. Anytime we attached on the word living, it takes us back to four living creatures. What drives take us where we came from, where our spirits were gotten from? That proof is what is the first Corinthians chapter 15. That the first man,
Adam,
became a living soul. Yes. First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45.
Era bwechitio chawandikibwa nti omuntu owolubereberi Adamu yafuke meme namu. Adamu owoluvanyuma yafuka omwoyo oguleeta obulamu.
And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. Yes.
Adam yasoko wo murusuku.
The first Adam in the garden.
Orokuba moyo gwe. Gwajibwa mu kiramu.
Because his spirit was gotten from the living creature.
Bagamba nafuka ememe
namu. They said he became a living soul.
Adam woku biri Kristo Yesu.
The second Adam, Christ Jesus.
Kubanga fefe nemi twajibwa ku ye.
Because we all the spirits we are gotten from him.
Yafuka omoyo gwo bulamu.
He became the life-giving spirit. Yes.
Him,
from his fullness, our spirits were gotten and put in the four living creatures. That is John 1, verse 16. Right from his fullness, we were given. We all spirits of all creation, which are in these four living creatures. They were gotten from the second Adam, our Lord Jesus. He became life-giving spirit. Because spirits of our lives, from him they were gotten. He is the true vine. The spirits of all creations gotten from four living creatures have spread in the heavens and earth. In different seasons, all are his branches. As John chapter 15
says,
verse 1 up to
5.
Still, him is the rock where our spirits are gotten from. The rock from which we were cut. Yes. That's Isaiah chapter 51. Verse 1.
You who seek the Lord and who follow righteousness, look to the rock from which you were cut. Yes. And know that this first Adam, he became the living soul. A living. Yes. Our spirits are gotten from the living creatures. Yes. Are we together?
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me hope you understand me well. Now all the families, the seven families of mankind, because they passed through the system of Adam, all of them, they are called the Adamites. It's to say the people we call mankind, they came from the man called Adam. They bear his image. Yes. They took on his image and likeness in which God created him. So we've said like this. The spirits given bodies in mankind, in their seven families, all they are called Adamites. The Adams. And why they are called the Adamites? Because they took the image of the first man,
Adam.
Adam. Yes. We are in Genesis. Have you reached there? Let's read, we see. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 and
2.
Genesis chapter 5, verse
1. Kwa Adamu. Katonda,
this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he him. Verse 2.
Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda n'abawa omukisa n'abatuma erinnya lyabwe Adamu ku lunaku lwe yabatonderamu.
Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. All of us, we are Adams.
The Adamites.
And we want to declare to all families of mankind in the whole world, return into your unity. Whether Africans, whether Asians, whether Europeans,
North America,
the North Americans,
South America,
South Americans,
Australia,
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 ne Antarctic,
and Antarctica, the Antarcticians, all these,
no family, no kirani kirani,
with the different clans fall within them.
Adam,
all of them, they are the Adams. And these, until Genesis chapter 11, they all were Adams. Until tongues came, languages they came, and they scattered them, and they began being named according to the languages they spoke.
When the scattering began there. But all of them. We all, we are the Adams. I would have said that. The name of our general family in the whole world. Yes. We join us all together. And which push us go back to worship God of Adam as Adams. Because Adam, he worshipped the Creator who created heavens and earth. Didn't have demons of his forefathers, for he was the first man. Look to you, Adams, what you are worshipping now. Have you understood? In Genesis chapter 11, we were still one in our families. Let's read, we hear. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. Yes. All were of one language. In one man. One language. One speech. When you read below, there are many things you would read there. When languages came, and they became many, and they are so numerous. When you begin here in Africa, and you say now we are in Uganda,
we are in East Africa, Uganda.
I tell you, you find languages there. Now they named us after those languages. We say in Uganda, Central Uganda.
Baganda
because they speak Luganda. In Uganda, in the East.
Basoga kubanga bogera Lusoga.
Basoga because they speak Lusoga language.
But
not that from the beginning we were Basoga. Or we were Banyankore.
Western Uganda.
In Western Uganda. Yes.
Uganda.
Oh, our brethren in Northern Uganda. Who speak a Choli language and the rest. Right there is confusion. And there Satan brought fights among each other. The Holy Spirit tried to resume gather all the Adams. All of them. In their seven families on this earth. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse
5. Abantu abegendereza abava mu buli gwanga ly'abantu wansi w'eggulu.
And there we are dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
Yes.
He gathered them. He told them, brethren, you are the Adams. You are the
Adamites.
Your general family join up your seven families of mankind.
And we have to go back. Worship that one God who created heaven and earth and their fullness. Created the Adam from whom all we Adams came. For Adam, he was the first man. Those who worship ghosts of their forefathers, as they claim and say. Yes, they worship fallen angels. They have to first ask. Adam worshipped a ghost of whom, which of his forefathers? Do you want to hold on religions of your forefathers? Or on beliefs of your forefathers? Or on sorcery of your forefathers? The grandfather Adam from whom all weekend he worshipped forefathers of who and which one? The madness on this earth. Things I do in the heavenly journey. And me, you can't tell me that you have demons. That you have worshipped them for centuries, your forefathers. That there are winds which dry your clothings. You. Adam, who dried the clothes of Adam? Which of his forefathers' winds dried Adam's clothing? That your forefathers became winds drying your clothing? The clothing of Adam, which winds were drying them of his forefathers. And if you say when you will die, spirits will join your forefathers. Adam's spirit joined which of his forefathers? He had to return to God who gave it. Things many are right there. Right there, I indeed believe. Jeremiah chapter 10. Verse 10 to 11. All these called gods never created heaven and earth. They will not live. But they are not ones who even created Adam. Out of him came all we Adams filled the world. We remind nations. It's a book of remembrance to all nations, which was revealed through the heavenly journey, the heavenly biblical journey, the 7-year heavenly biblical journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read Jeremiah, you hear. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
Naye mukama ye Katonda yennyini owamazima. Oyo ye Katonda omulamu, era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ensi enkankana olw'obusungu bwe, so n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to endure his indignation. Verse
11.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. Gods who didn't create heavens and earth, they will never live. They will perish from under the heavens and earth. There are no ones who created us. The real truth, brethren, when we see seven families of mankind, and their spirits came from the foreheads of a man, which are on the four living creatures, in the second heaven,
it
gives us a basis to understand indeed what are we required to worship under the sun. Because we go back right to Adam, from whom we all the Adams came from. We were worshipping who from both seasons, before there appeared Satan who manifested, before there appeared fallen angels who appear as gods over nations,
appeared demons over clans. What were we worshiping
then?
We call all seven families. Return to worship the one true God. In Christ Jesus is
sent
for the eternal life.
Kubanga,
because when you speak 1 Corinthians chapter
8
in the verse 5 up to
8,
he says that even though there are those so-called lords many and gods many,
only
to us right from the beginning we know one God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. All the rest worship you Adams, return quickly. You worship the one true God, that's the Father of heaven, and his word we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
with
the Holy Spirit, one who leads as the sons of God. Let's read, we see
1
Corinthians chapter 8 verse
5.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Verse
6. Chitafe omufa byonna nafe tuli kubwoyo ne mukama waffe omu Yesu Kristo abeesawo byonna.
But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom we are all, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Yes.
Erife
to us
Katonda ali omu ye
chitafe, God is one, the Father of heaven. Him sustains all things. Even our Lord, one who is Jesus, from him came spirits of all creations of mankind. That such knowledge
is
not in all people,
because
people had gotten lost and they moved from their general family, those called the Adams. The Adamites. This is the ultimate truth.
And
you have to go back into that family if you are to go to heaven.
For
till joined things of heavens and earth will be one. Those are the many. And we are in the summary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Families,
but these families, as we're separating them, to send them in their dwelling places. He said, when we got this from one Adam,
he
put their boundaries, separated out seven families. Very clear. This is the 7-year heavenly biblical journey
to
get explained the origin of the Bible, the reality of the Bible, the truth of the Bible, the way of the Bible, how it was brought on this earth, and its life. What is
this
of how are they, where are they, and how they were? How are they supposed to be? How will they be? Sure. Now, as we've been separated, got sent from Adam, the Lord decided to put us in seven families of mankind. This is the ultimate truth. And when he speaks in the Acts, he says, we were created from one.
He
put their boundaries of our habitation,
Africa,
including Africa,
Asia,
including Asia,
Europe,
where there is Europe,
North America,
North America,
South America,
South America,
Australia,
Australia,
Antarctica,
and Antarctica.
Families,
those are families he put us on this earth.
naye famiry zino zonna
but all these families, they come from
bonna beba Adam,
all of them Adams. They are Adams.
That's why
me, I have another way I understand you. And when you come to me,
these
things you are in of your many families, I don't know that. I know you as the Adams who came from the first Adam and who were redeemed by the second Adam.
Jesus,
out of whom we the spirits came. I don't know you on the outward, right from the inside of the house of the Father.
Amen.
And most people always ask, why is Apostle not segregating us? Now you Adams, how can I segregate you?
I
told you all men and women called all of them Adam. And what should I do then? These that you are Asians,
it
does not concern me. Those are our families
Adam.
Of the Adams. After you hold different clans in the families and you bind yourselves in them and you segregate yourselves, me, I hold you right from the original, you the Adams. I don't know if you've understood me well on that issue. Let me enlighten you. See, let's read Acts 17.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula y'ekumi n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omukaaga.
Acts 17 verse 26.
Yakola okuva ku omu buli ggwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna, bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ez'okutuula kwabwe.
And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. It has determined the times before well appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
Hey.
He got them from one. He divided them seven families. Nothing you can deceive me. These notes are very clear. Are they clear to you? He got them from one. They are the Adamites. He put their boundaries for them. He said, let them habit here. These Adams, they sit in Africa. Family of Africans. These Adams, the Asians, family of Asians. These Adams, they are Europeans. They are Europeans. Family of Europeans. These Adams sit in North America. Who are those?
America.
Caribbean, something like that. Yes.
But Caribbeans.
The Caribbeans.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Man of America.
The Adams sit in South America.
But Mexico.
Mexicans. Yes. And there.
Anyone knows? Okay.
You need to get those families. Not there. Yes.
Yeah, no family.
This family.
Adams
sit in Australia. Australians.
Family of Australians.
Family of Australians.
Bano,
these ones.
Adams.
They sit in the bounds
Antarctica.
Of Antarctica. They will be Antarcticians. Yes.
But
himself got us from one, put us in those bounds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how have you been seeing that? These people in the habitation, what is it?
You
think, why are these dwelling where they are?
Musambu.
These are seven families. That's why you see.
America, same.
Who say that America is one nation, north and south? It is not one. It is called United States of America. They just joined United. It's not one. It's not one.
It's
divided still north and south. Those are different continents. And each is separated from the other.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us repeat that verse.
Ebikola by'abatume esuli ye 17 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
Yakola okuva kuomu buli gwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ez'okutuula kwabwe.
And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed in the bounds of their habitation. Yes.
He
made nations. All these families come get from one.
Adam.
All they appeared the Adamites. That they can habitate the earth. And he put bounds of their habitation.
The time before the bounds of their habitation.
Ebirobia salawo. Obyateekebwawo mu kutuula kwabwe.
Batuulayo mu biro eby'enjawulo.
They habitate there in different seasons.
Emyoyo gy'obutonde, emyoyo gyabwe.
For their spirits.
Biretwa mu biro eby'enjawulo.
They are brought in different seasons.
Era bw'oba oli tubamanya.
And if you're brought, they know. This one. Take them into family of Africans.
Ono tumutwala mu family y'aba
Asians. This one we take them in the family of Asians.
Family, uzitegedde bulungi.
Have you understood the families well?
Listing amukao.
You list them down.
Family soka eyabana baba.
The first family of mankind.
Your family eyabafrika.
It's the family of Africans.
Emiyo jabwe.
Their spirits.
Yejibwa mukiramu. Ekisoka mu mutwe ogwo muntu oguli ku kiramu ekisoka.
They are gotten from head of the man on the first living creature. I know them from the source where they come from. Those are the seven year heavenly biblical journey. We said we are doing what?
Their
spirits we are gotten from the head of a man, which is on the first living creature. They keep coming from there. Yes.
So we say
the first family of mankind
is
the family of Africans. Their spirits. They are gotten from the head of a man, which is on the first living creature. The second on them, Africans, basing in East Africa,
in Uganda,
at the source of the River Nile,
Adam.
It's where there was Adam,
the first
man who was created, where all the Adamites come from. We said the first, spirits of Africans,
They are
gotten from head of a man which is on the first living creature. The second.
Abafrika,
the Africans
East Africa,
in East Africa,
Uganda,
in Uganda,
at
the source of River Nile, which is known as River of Ethiopia or the River of Egypt. It's where began the man Adam. It's where began the man Adam. Out of whom came image of all these seven families. Right at the source of River Nile. At Jinja. That is where he was living. That's why when they are spoken of, Isaiah chapter 18, verse
1 to 3,
they say they were people who were feared from their beginning. The ones who have the origin of man. People beyond River of Ethiopia. At the source of River Nile. That known as River of Egypt. At the source of that river at Jinja. Yes. Let's read Genesis, we see. Isaiah chapter 18, verse
1.
Woe to the land with wearing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Verse
2. Eri abantu ababanga abentiisa kasokedde babeerawo nagono gujwa egwange eryamanyi era eririnyirira ddala ensi yaabwe emigayi gisazeemu.
That sends ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrush upon the waters, saying, go you swift messengers to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people feared from their beginning until now, a nation powerful and ridden down, whose land the rivers divide. Yes. People who feared from their beginning. Where
is
the origin of man? Yes. The man Adam.
Adam
took over his image. We all the Adams. Seven families of mankind. So I've told you like this.
Africa,
that in Africa,
family of Africa,
the family of Africans, beyond rivers of Ethiopia, at the source of River Nile,
in Uganda,
Uganda, right at Jinja,
Adam,
the first Adam, is where he began from. Yes. Even when he was gotten from the paradise in heaven, he reached there. And here is where there's
the
origin of scattering of the Adams in the entire world. The children of man, the mankind. And when you speak of migration of mankind, it begins from there. The third, the works of God in all the mankind. It began here,
Africa,
in Africa,
East Africa,
in East Africa, in Uganda.
And
they are going to end right here. The works of God in the mankind.
Adam.
The Adams.
They
began here.
Africa.
In Africa.
East Africa.
East Africa, Uganda.
They are going to be ending, winding up here. God is doing his final works on this earth. These I speak them always, for I speak them right on their original. That's why in Isaiah 18 verse 3 I say, these people, they have to lift the banner. Called nations return to their origin and they do the final work with God.
Yes.
Let's read there, you hear. Isaiah chapter 18 verse 3.
Mwemwena abatula munsi namwe ababera kutaka lyensi ebendera bwewandikibwanga ku nsozi mulabanga era ekkondere bwe lifuuyibwanga muwuliranga.
All you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains and when he blows a trumpet, hear. Yes. When you connect well with Philippians 1 verse
6,
he who began a good work in us, beginning it's making the first
Adam.
Out of God's many other Adams, he did with them works for all this time. Those works of God began here in the mankind. They are going to be concluded right here. That's why you see
Bible
shows history, prophecies released in Uganda and outside Uganda. God is doing his final work here because still he began his works here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Philippians 1 verse 6.
Aba Philippi esule soka n'olunyiriri olwa mukaga.
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
Ngategede dala kino ngo yatandika omulimu omulungi mumwe ali kutuukiriza okutuusa ku lunaku lwa Yesu Kristo.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes. Here it's where it began. And it is said, the first river, which is called the River Nile. Yes. Right on that river, it's where mist rose up. When mist rose up, in the River Nile began to flow on this earth, right from under the earth.
And
God formed man with dust of the earth. It's Genesis chapter 2, verse 5-7. But those of the family of Africans, the first family of mankind, the Adamites, we shall speak of them in detail. Yes. Let's go to the second family of mankind, the Adamites. The family of Asians, or the continent of Asians. The second family of mankind, or call them the Adamites. Family of Asians.
Continent Asia.
In the continent of Asia. Yes. These are the beginning of manifestation of God on this earth.
Bano.
These ones. Beginning of manifestation of God on this earth.
Basing Israel.
In the nation of Israel. You know, the Israelites want to separate themselves from Asia. And they want to take themselves into Europe. But these are Asians.
Era bawe bukubera ensibuko y'okulabisibwa kwa Katonda mu nsi.
And they were given to be the source of manifestation of God on the earth.
Katonda we yatandika okwennyonnyolako eri ensi.
It's where God began explaining himself unto the world.
Mulimu gwabwe gwadda.
It's their work, an ancient work.
Kuyitibwa kwabwe
kwadda. It is their calling of old. That's why Satan decided to wreak havoc in them. He brought the Muslims in them and he planted a lot of rubbish among them, including the Indians who worship the millions of gods. Those who are meant to manifest God. Have you seen the trouble?
That in the families, many
now me, I know families from original, the seven families of mankind, the Adams.
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen.
But we read in Amos, chapter 3, verse 1 to below. Right to verse 3. Yes.
They have to
reconcile with God and show him to the world. They pass with him. They are ones who are to show God to all other families. Let's read, we see.
Amosi esuli yokusato nolunyiryo lusoka.
Amos chapter 3 verse 1.
Muulire ekigambo kino mukama kyabogeddeko mu abaana ba Isirayiri ku kika kyonna kye nalinyisa nga nkijja mu nsi y'e Misiri ng'ayogera.
Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying. Verse
2.
You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all your iniquities. Verse 3. Can two walk together except they are agreed? Yes. Now he chose out Asia. Family of Asians. In the continent of Asia. The nation of Israel, first of all. To keep manifesting in the world. To reconcile with him, move with him to explain him to nations. And they have anointing power on them by the Holy Spirit and power to go about doing good, healing all oppressed by Satan, because God is with them. That mission today, it failed. Now calling of family of Asians, it has not been accomplished well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ubanga bosoma bikwatume isura egena jiwandika bikwatume isura iyo 10.
For when you read in the Acts chapter 10 verse 38, that was their responsibility. God anointed them with the Holy Spirit and power to move about doing good, healing all oppressed by Satan, because God is with them. They had to show him to nations. The family meant to manifest God. But it was not able to stand. But still, time has come that they get to know their calling.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Agambe tuli stingamu.
I said we are listing.
Emeo jaba Asians.
The spirits of all the Asians.
They
come from head of a man which is on the second living creature. Those living creatures, when you look at them, their faces differ. According to spirits, they give in these different families. The Asians have the way they look according to head of the living creature from which they come. And if you look to the living creatures, you will see their faces. Those heads a bit differ in appearance. Have you seen the head of the Africans? That of the Asians. They usually have a lot of hair. But had you perceived that before? Have you seen head of Europeans? They have those beards.
American,
they come from there. And rotate, come down here.
In
the fast. The rotation of spirits is like that. Even those on this world, there are many things they do not know. But we are listing. I will not speak much. The third families of mankind. Third family of mankind, the Europeans, in the continent of Europe. These are missionaries and they are discoverers. By calling? They are responsible to make all nations disciples in the things of God and those of God in heavens and on the earth. Researching, discovering, moving, searching about the things of God. Because in that they have devised many things which has caused them troubles. We said the third family of mankind, the Adamites, family of Europeans, continent of Europe. Yes. These ones,
but missionaries.
There are missionaries.
Missionaries.
Missionaries. And those researchers of God. In things of heavens and earth that He made. That's what caused them move even in Africa. Seeking for the origin of man. And they reached the source of the river Nile. That is broad like that.
Amen.
A great amen. Are we together?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The problem is only one. On that they were called to do. Devising many things. But it is their calling.
devising
many things which trouble them. As the speaker, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29.
Omubulizi esuli yo musanvu no lunyiriri olabiri mo mwenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29.
Laba. Kino chokka chenna laba nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu. Naye bo ne banonya bingi bye bagonja.
Lo, this only have I found that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many devices. Yes. These research and
missionary,
they are missionaries.
Batambuzi,
they move around. Yes. They are moving to research. Concerning words of God of heavens and earth.
Where
you hear their brethren like John Speech, Richard Burton and the others. But all those, they moved on to fulfill what is in Jeremiah chapter 29. And you will seek me where you see me. When you will perceive me. Let's read, we see.
Jeremiah isuli ya birimo mwenda nolu nyiriri olukumi.
Jeremiah chapter 29.
Jeremiah birimo mwenda olu nyiriri olukumi na rumo.
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
Kuhanga manye vile uze vye ndo uze jemuli. Bwa yugede ya mukama. Vile uze vye mirembe. Sosibi ya bubi.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Verse 12.
Era muli nkabira, era muli genda ne munsaba, nange ndibawulira.
Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Verse
30.
And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Yes. These are researches. And their research.
Africa,
exploring
Asia,
Africa, Asia,
America,
they moved places researching.
These
works of God he did, how are they? And they appeared to be scribes, they wrote down. In that research, they had to help all other families on this
family
earth, seven families of mankind, to tell them, you all the territories you are in, you were put there to seek God and to search Him, though it's not far from each one of us. Yes.
17
verse
26
to 27.
Ebikolo by'abatume esuli ye 17 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
Yakola okuva kw'omu buli gwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga ku nsinjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ez'okutuula kwabwe.
And has made of one blood all nations of man to dwell on all the face of the earth. And has determined the times before well appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Verse 27. That they should seek the Lord, if perhaps they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Yes. They seek the Lord and they fight him. And they seek him that they may feel after him. So he's not far from each one of them. They did that. They research.
What
originated we are to make man.
In
the work of missionary and research. And the nation would have helped people much to seek God. The family would have helped people seek God.
That is why you see, when salvation reached in Europe, when it moved from Asia, it moved many places, a lot. That's where came missionaries. Because that is of their calling. Right from where their spirits are gotten. From the third head. Of man which is on the third living creature. Yes. Yeah. They are missionaries.
So,
their spirits, they are gotten from the head of a man, which is on the third living creature. And as they are brought right in Europe, they send them when they are missionaries and they are researchers. Those who search about God and His works, and who have to lead nations in seeking for God. That is why you see that salvation which came from Asia in Israel, it decided to enter in Europe, basing at Rome and in England. Missionaries moved. Even religions, after they took over salvation, they moved much because the
thing
fell on those who move places, the missionaries, the researchers. When he holds on them to such things of Lucifer, they are wizards. But those have spoken their refuge. Let me leave that family.
The
first family of mankind, the Adamites.
North Americans,
those called the North Americans,
the continent, yeah, North America.
In the continent of North America. Families move them both together.
Family,
the first family of mankind, the Adamites. Who are known as the North Americans.
Continent, yeah, North America.
In the continent of North America.
Ne family.
And the Fifi family.
Ne family.
And the Fifi family of the mankind.
But Adamites.
The Adamites.
Southern Americans.
Who are from the Southern Americans.
The continent, yeah, South America.
In the continent of South America.
But no, no.
These ones.
But what is Banjiri?
They are evangelists.
Atenga Baruanirizi. They treat about defender.
And they are defenders.
Protector.
Protectors. And when the gospel reached there, and they began to move it as if they're not themselves, and when they got corrupted, they moved corruption all over the world. Even to their homosexuality, they are once spreading it. They are the ones chief
spreading.
They spread gospel of homosexuality. More from evangelism of the gospel of God. To protect, defend the gospel of God. And the people of God. And they began to move homosexuality. And to protect the gospel of Lucifer very well. Have you understood what concerned them?
tuli katusome Yeremia esura y'okunamira omukaga.
Let's read Jeremiah 4 verse 6.
Yeremia esura y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaga.
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 6.
Musimbe omutindo okwolekera Sayuni, mudduke muwone temulwawo, kubanga ndireeta obubi obuliva obukiiko obwa kkono n'okuzikirira okunene.
Set up the standard toward Zion, take refuge, delay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. Yes. The north of America.
Family of America.
In a family in the north
family
of America. Family of mankind.
Adam.
The Adams. Those known as the North Americans.
Continent ya North America.
In the continent of North America.
Family
even the Fifi family. Of mankind. The Adams. Yes. Those of the Southern Americans.
Continent, South America.
In the continent of South America. If they have not moved gospel of the kingdom of God. And to defend, protect his people. They can move wickedness and evils. They can move the gospel of evil. Are there things you move to understand on them? Now, all these nations, all these seven families, they have to be told afresh their calling. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 15.
Daniel yesuri yekumi nemo noru nyiriri oru kumi nenya.
Daniel chapter 11 verse 14.
Nemo birevyo waliba wabanji abali imirida okuru wanane kabako wabuchiko wadio. Enana abana babo abali netima mubantubo. Bali yego lokosa okunyweza ebikuole sebua. Na ye baligwa.
And in those times there shall be many stand up against the king of the south. Also the violent men of your people shall exalt themselves to fulfill the vision, but they shall fall.
Daniel chapter 11
verse 13.
Nekabaka obuchiko bwakono alikomawo era aligaba ekibiina ekisinga ekyoluberebelye era alijja ebiseera bwe birigwako gy'emyaka.
For the king of the north shall return and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former and shall certainly come after certain years in a very great army with a very great army and with much equipment.
Abo,
those ones. Those of the north. Weaponry. Those of the south, they do what?
Daniel chapter 11,
verse
14. And in
those times, there shall be many stand up against the king of the south. Also, violent men of your people shall exalt themselves to fulfill the vision, but they shall fall.
This is the technology.
They are into that.
Okay.
What will follow?
Daniel 11 verse 15. Awo kabaka w'obukiiko obwa kkono alijja, alikuba olusozi, alirya ekibuga ekiriko ebige ebingi, n'emikono egy'obukiiko obwa ddyo, n'emikono egy'obukiiko obwa kkono obwa ddyo, tejiri basobola newankubadde abantu be abalonde so tewali bamaanyi gonna okubasobola.
So the king of the north shall come and cast up a siege mound and take the most fortified city, and the forces of the south shall not withstand, neither his choice troops, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. Eventually joined the north and the south. But those joined, they are from the north. Yes.
United States of America.
Made it United States of America. I would have spoken much. But in Luke 10, these are to go prepare way of the Lord. They are evangelists. That's why evangelist Benny Hinn, they come from there. But now things have changed. They are on the gospel of Lucifer moving around, mostly of homosexuality. Let's read Luke, we see.
Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Awo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo Mukama waffe n'alonda abalala 70 n'abatuma kinnabirye mu maaso ge okugenda mu buli kibuga na buli kifo gy'agenda okujja ye.
After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Yes. These
women
prepare the way. They move, they have to be two.
No, Sinani.
North and south.
You
thought I brought them once by mistake? Not. For we see the creation of fullness of heavens and earth.
When
second heaven, we're going to handle all creation. We check out many things.
It,
our work here where there is the origin of man, the voice of God and the children of man,
and
blow trumpet, call all of them, and to pray them get worthy of their calling. Always I spoke them on the outward. These are words into the house of God. You know, when you're a servant, you don't know your master's business. But you are a friend to him. You know them. Let me go to another family. But spirits of the Northern Americans, spirits of Northern Americans, or the first family. The Northern Americans, and the Fifi family,
Americans.
South Americans. Their spirits are gotten from the fourth head, which is on the fourth living creature. Yes. And they are like that, as you see on those living creatures. The one in the corner there, the one with those tall nose, although you never analyzed them, we go to the sixth family of mankind.
The Adamites. Amanyikidwanga ba Australians.
Those known as the Australians.
The continent ya Australia.
In the continent Australia. Of Australia. Yes.
Banono bo.
These ones, them. They were called to know times and seasons of different things. Yes.
them as a continent or as a family to know times and season of things. It is their calling. Now what are they on? But that you read in the Chronicles, those which were given to one clan is where it was given to them as a family.
First
Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32.
Nekubana ba Isakari abasajja abategeere ebiro bwe byali okumanya ebigwanda Isirayiri okukola. Emitwe gyabwe gyali 2,000 ne baganda baabwe bonna bagonderanga okulagira kwabwe.
And of the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were under their command. Yes.
Australians.
The Australians. They are called to know times and seasons.
But
when you reach to nations make up Australia, mostly they are most in divination.
They
find them on the roads.
He
said, "You, I see you."
But
what are we going to tell these ones? We had to take them to, back to spirit of prophecy in the scriptures of truth.
They know
times and seasons of today which we are into, and they proclaim them to many others. The spirit of Australians, they come from head of a man from the first living creature. Where came spirits of family of Africans? Where comes the spirits of families of family of Africans? And them, it is hard to segregate Africans. They love them so much. They even have people who are just like us.
Me and
nations right here where we are, me and you here. But because we are in the brief summary, let's go to seventh family. Seventh family of mankind.
The Adamites.
The Adamites.
The
Antarcticians. Those in the continent of Antarctica. These ones, them, the Lord called them to be the rest of all the others. And they welcome people from all continents to enter that highland. Those weary, who seek have peace in their continents, they have no refugee. These are in scriptures as Isaiah 28 verse 11
Nedda naye aliyogera n'abantu bano n'emimwa emigenyi era n'olulimi olulala.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to these people. What you have to know of them, when you reach there, they speak many languages. The second, Isaiah 28, verse 12.
Mumuwo kuwummula oyo akooye era kuno kwe kuwera naye ne bataganya kuwulira.
To whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Yes. They don't know their calling. But they are calling
families
is to give all the other families rest and refuge, those of mankind.
In
all the other continents, those who are filled there. And they fulfilled the great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ. The great calling, the great calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 11:28-30. He called all those weary and burdened. They see rest of their spirits. Write down Matthew 11:28-30. And concerning the gospel, they had to rest people in the world.
But
them two are out there, they do not know. In summary, as I conclude things of today, concerning seven families of mankind, which come from four heads, those alike of man, on the four living creatures, the second created heaven, the rim above. When you reach family of Africans, you write the first note. These we shall explain them after. Family of Africans in the African continent, you get the lampstand and you put it in there and you tell it those in the East, East Africa. These
were
called in the spirit of wisdom. They are good in interpreting. This in West Africa, they love things of knowledge much. Yes. But let me leave that. I will move, give you details of there. When we study God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda.
For
there we get all these families, explain them, and we go inside them, these families. So when I told you come in the family of Africans, in the African continent, get lampstand, show seven spirits of God, you display it there. It shows those in the East, they move with the spirit of wisdom. It's where there is the one of counsel and of might. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those
in West Africa,
they are most
searching for knowledge. They can even seek knowledge, but in stealing, like Nigerians.
Central Africa.
Central Africa.
There are
many things you find on all the families. When you reach, let me go on East Africa, you get put it there.
East Africa, Uganda.
East Africa, Uganda. Yes.
Eastern Uganda.
People
who
have things of wisdom. Interpreting, teaching. I will not go deep in that now. But the day tomorrow, we shall be finishing. Seven families
of angels,
the
seven families of mankind, which come from the heads of a man. Four heads of a man, those alike, from the four living creatures, with 2 points. Why? God chose the head of man. Why God chose the head of a man to come out spirits of mankind,
the
spirits of angels. Why? Why did he use the face of a man? Where we are going to know that man had to demonstrate the image and the likeness of God of ruling, even to demonstrate the image and his physical likeness.
Personal image.
The image of his person. People don't differentiate that. We are created in the image of God and likeness of God, of his rulership. He gave to rule the earth, he ruled over heavens and earth. We
are
created in the image and likeness of God, of his person. There are two images. All along you read of one. Along the image and likeness of his rulership, you never read it. Most read of image and likeness of his person. And man. And man, he created him like that. He created him in his image to demonstrate all the ways of God.
That's
why Satan has tried much on man to demonstrate all the evil acts, all the creations, to say that God is very bad. He created this in his image and see how he is. See what they do.
That
what God does is a very hard person. That's why it said that made you betrayer.
You
are in the image of God. Because all creations think that God is a betrayer. For you are disciples to all other creations, right from the angels, that God appears like this. No one was given image neither likeness of rulership of God except man. Angels were not given. Stars were not given. Animals were not given. All those were handed onto man. Why the angels? Come from heads in the image of a man on the four living creatures. Because mankind and all other creations, they go back into the image of being like angels. Them to bear the image of God, that of heaven. Yes, in the heavenly body. But tomorrow come and you know them. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.